This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 18th. Well, last week, cattle markets spent most of the week just pacing sideways after a big surge up the previous week. We spent most of the days last week just chopping around in a fairly narrow range. Live cattle managed to just start to push a bit higher past the previous week's swing high late last week, but for the most part, the markets were fairly sideways and choppy. We did see the cash trade slightly higher on the week. We saw some good activity starting early. Average price on the Fed trade around 124, which was up one from the previous week. Dress trade at 196, also up one. The box beef values appear to be stabilizing. We had the choice down 8 cents at 280. Select was down 6 cents at 261. The spread was down 2 cents at 1962. 154 loads were moved on Friday. So for the last few days, we've seen the box beef basically just be just very small changes. So after a 20% decline since August 23rd high, the box beef now is finally looks like it's kind of stalling to the downward momentum and at least getting some basically just sideways action over these last few days. Slaughter rates through Friday, 587,000 head. That was about 12,000 less than the previous week, and it's about 9,000 less than the previous year. So certainly a slowdown in slaughter rate following a couple weeks where we had been improving. So interesting to see the slaughter rates decline like that. The feeder cattle index was down 66 cents at 153.35. We've got a cattle and feed report this Friday. We expect to see that placements during September were a bit better than last year. So both August and September placements appear to be fairly aggressive. And we'll probably see normal placements in October, which is usually your heaviest time period of the year anyway. But a lot of these calves coming in August and September originally came from the Northern Plains. Some of them went directly into the feedlots early. Others went to the Southern Plains for grazing, as we had pretty decent conditions there, and now they're headed into the feedlot. So they're going to be heavier weights and heavier frame animal than those that would have gone directly into the feedlots from the Northern Plains at a lighter weight. So it's kind of a mix of what we're seeing here, but we saw that in the August placement report that those cattle were fairly heavy, and those were animals from the Southern Plains that had been grazing. So, you know, we're looking at a heavier frame animal that's probably going to finish with the heavier and just more beef available on those animals. So it'll be interesting to see what those placement patterns are. And again, we're seeing good moisture in the Southern and Central Plains and warm conditions. We should see pretty decent growth of grass and winter wheat. I think that will keep demand for grazing calves fairly strong. I think that's part of the push higher that we're seeing in feeder cattle. You know, cheaper corn and the corn harvest that's moving along fairly well, that's helping to support the feeder cattle cash prices as well and the futures. But I think the improving grazing conditions and winter wheat that looks like it's going to see some demand for grazing as well, that typically will push the seasonal up into early November. And that's been my target time window for a while now. Now that we're seeing the Southern Plains finally get some rain, good grazing conditions across much of that region, at least in the eastern half of that region, and pretty much most of Oklahoma, that typically keeps demand strong for your lighter weight calves to put on grass, and at least through most of the winter. And that tends to be push your seasonal up into early November. So that's why I'm looking for that time window to be a peak for the feeder cattle market. The question was, were we going to get a bit more pressure to the downside before we saw that next leg up? And market appears to not really be wanting to do that. It's just pacing sideways. You might get a little bit of a push down, but the buyers seem to be there pretty willingly to step up and buy these breaks. So I do look for the markets, both lives and feeders, to have one more push up, again, likely into early November for feeders. It could stretch a little deeper than that or longer than that for live cattle. Again, as retailers gear up for the holiday season, quite often we see live cattle put in their peaks in early December. And that pretty much wraps up the buying for the holiday, for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. So that should, I think, be supportive for lives. It might stretch the feeder cattle support for a while, but most likely any demand that you're going to see for grazing will be completed by early November. So those are the windows I'm looking at. Early November for feeder cattle and likely early December for live cattle to put in a high. Both of those should be sold, however. I don't think we're going to put in new contract highs. I think we're going to see another notable leg to the downside as we work our way through the winter. So we want to be ready to take advantage of those rallies if and when we get them. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.